Hello. At the heart of today's show is the magical relationship between the human voice and the Baroque oboe. And what better way to show that off than in Bach's glorious wedding cantata, Weichet nur betrübte Schatten, which we'll hear in a performance by the soprano Carolyn Sampson and the oboist Katharina Afken from a concert with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra last year. Before that, there's an oboe concerto by Bach's contemporary Telemann. And first, to whet your appetite, this short aria from another Bach cantata. The Baroque oboe, spirited and energetic, leading the way in that final aria, How Joyful Is My Heart, from Bach's cantata Mein Herz schwimmt in Blut. The soprano Carolyn Sampson and the oboist Katharina Afken with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz. More from Carolyn Sampson later to illustrate that special relationship between the Baroque oboe and the human voice. But next we're going to hear Katharina Afken again, this time in a concerto by Telemann. Numerous concerti spilled from Telemann's pen. In fact, he's one of history's most prolific composers, with over 3,000 works to his name. Even as a schoolboy, he was determined to master as many instruments as he could. To make myself familiar, he wrote in 1740, not only with the harpsichord, violin and recorder, but also with the oboe, transverse flute, chalumeau, gamba, etc., up to the double bass and the trombone. I suppose what's really remarkable is just how well he wrote, not with a superficial understanding of what the instruments could do, but their intrinsic musical qualities as well. And that's what makes them so satisfying to play. Baroque oboes were usually made of boxwood rather than the ebony of modern oboes, and they also had a rather wider bore, two things which helped to give their sound that characteristic mellifluousness and sweetness. Telemann makes wonderful use of those singing qualities in his oboe concertos and also the instrument's huge agility and directness. This is Telemann's oboe concerto in D minor. The Baroque oboist Katharina Afken, who trained as a woodwind instrument maker and as well as having an extensive solo career, is also professor of Baroque and classical oboe at the Music Academy in Basel. She was joined by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz, in that oboe concerto in D minor by Telemann. Telemann must have met Bach during his years in Weimar, when Telemann was just down the road in Eisenach, and it says something about their respect for each other that Telemann was C.P.E. Bach's godfather. And so next here on the Early Music Show today to the wedding cantata by Bach, Weichet nur betrübte Schatten, which translates roughly as Begone, Dull Care. it's as joyful for the performers as it is for the audience, and is a shining example of the brilliant pairing of baroque oboe and voice. Flutes and voices come with too much baggage about shepherdesses and pastoral niceties, but the baroque oboe is warm and sensuous, playful and witty, a kindly companion in slow movements, a veritable tease in the fast ones. And there's plenty of teasing going on in this cantata. The central movement tells us that to practice sweet courtship, to cuddle joyously, is better than even the transient pleasures of spring. The voice and oboe are inseparably entwined, just bringing out the best in each other from start to finish. So who was this written for? Could it possibly have been for Bach's own wedding to Anna Magdalena? Certainly this was not for some lofty members of the aristocracy, as the emphasis is well away from the stately sound of trumpets and drums. And that final gavotte is practically spilling into the wedding feast, and an urge that love should bring forth blossom. And just before that glorious marriage of oboe and voice, Katerina Afkin and Carolyn Sampson again, will await the bride with a movement from Bach's Organ Concerto in G, played on an organ dating from Bach's time by Bernard Fockerell. And so the marriage feast begins, launched by that sprightly gavotte at the end of Bach's wedding cantata, Weichet nur betrüte Schatten, Begone Melancholy. The soprano was Carolyn Sampson, the oboist Katerina Afkin, with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz. And whether those final words, "May your love bring forth blossom," ever did result in the patter of tiny feet, we'll never know, given the lack of knowledge about the origins of that cantata. Whoever the lucky bride and groom were, what a wonderful present from J.S. Bach, and what a joyful partnership between oboe and soprano. Bach was a great admirer of the work of his Czech contemporary Jan Dismas Zelenka, even inviting him to stay once in his Leipzig home. Zelenka's music shines with harmonic inventiveness and some real surprises, as you can hear in what's called an overture for two oboes, bassoon and strings. In reality, it's an orchestral suite, beginning with a substantial French-style overture, then comes an aria with such delicate violin writing. The minuets are full of grace and elegance, and those quirky harmonies again, and the Siciliano is followed by a final down-to-earth folie. Once again, Gottfried von der Goltz directs the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. Thank you. Zelenka's Overture for Two Oboes, Bassoon and Strings, with members of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz. And I'm sure Zelenka's quirky style and delicious writing for winds had an influence on the shape of things to come in the land of wind bands. And that's all from the Early Music Show for this week.